I wish I could also go to the magical wonderland like Kathy, Lizzie, Elliot, Ruben, and Annie.
Of course you can too.
No, I just rubbed my bracelet and nothing happened.
Listen, Araya, you can go to your magical world where you can do anything you want.
Really?
First, listen to the story and you'll understand how.
Yeah.
Remember, yesterday we talked about passion for doing things, right?
Yeah, Ikigai.
Oh, wow, you remembered. That's wonderful, Araya.
Said Ikigai when I was on my yoga mat in school today.
Did your teacher ask you what Ikigai is?
No.
If she asks another day, you can tell her that Ikigai is what you love, what you're good at, and what the world needs. Today's story is about creativity. Finding your Ikigai will help you live a creative and meaningful life. Okay, now let's start the story. Do you remember when we saw this amazing artist painting?
Yeah, remember when you drew me the rabbit that we saw the other day? And you also drew me.
Well, I was quite a good artist when I was young, but I'm not so good anymore because I stopped practicing.
Did you ever win an art competition?
Actually, I did. My art was displayed at an exhibition and I got a medal and a certificate.
Have you kept your drawing?
Yes, there with Dadima. Your grandmother has kept all my precious things in a box for me.
Why don't you bring them here?
Well, we can ask her tomorrow, okay? Now the story. Close your eyes. I'm going to tell you about the secret to being creative. I learned about it when I was at an art competition in school. Lizzie, Kathy, Ruben, Annie, and Elliot also learned the secret at the school at art competition.
Papa, they all come from the C word, right? Is the sea bigger than the world?
The sea is part of the world, but there is more sea than land in the world. Now close your eyes and listen. One day, Kathy had not slept well at all. Before the art class, she tells her friends, "Listen, I've not slept at all and my head is not working. I don't think I can draw anything today." Annie tells Kathy that she has a trick for that. If you've not slept well, you need to take a deep breath and then close your eyes and think about the most beautiful thing you want to draw. Imagine that it's really there behind your eyes. If you want to draw a unicorn, you have to think really, really hard about it and then start drawing. In class that day, Kathy struggles to draw anything. She closes her eyes and thinks of the beautiful parks, the birds, the bees, and the flowers. She sees a beautiful white unicorn in her eyes, in her mind's eyes. The unicorn has a beautiful fluffy white tail, a lovely mane, and a nice white horn coming out of its forehead. Then, Kathy imagines the unicorn's eyes that are brown with a little bit of golden glitter. Kathy takes a picture of those beautiful eyes in her mind, just like Annie said, and begins to draw. She uses beautiful browns and gold glitter, and voila, she's able to draw eyes exactly as she had imagined them. She thinks about how she can complete the picture.
Can't her friends help her?
Well, her friends have already helped her by giving her this trick, so let's continue. So Kathy closes her eyes again and thinks about the unicorn's ears. She can see them very clearly, white on the outside with a slight brownish color on the inside. She quickly opens her eyes and draws the ears in the same way. She concentrates on the nose and the mouth and then opens her eyes and quickly draws it. She imagines the beautiful white horn and draws that. Then she draws the mane and the rest of the head. And on she goes one bit at a time. And guess what?
What?
In the end, she has drawn and colored the most beautiful unicorn, almost the same as the one they see in the magical land. Kathy is surprised herself when her drawing is finished. Her friends look at the unicorn and they all go, "Wow, Kathy, that is awesome." Hearing the conversation, the teacher says, "Your mind is a very powerful tool. Your mind can think and imagine just about anything. Look at the things around you, like aeroplanes, computers, and phones. They're all amazing inventions that all came from creative minds." The teacher adds, "But Kathy, sleeping on time is still very important, even if you're creative. Good sleep gives the brain the energy to be creative."
We must also eat healthy food to give energy to the brain.
Yes, Araya, well said. The next day, the teacher announces that Kathy has won the art competition and her friends are all so pleased for her. When Kathy gets up on stage to receive a medal and the certificate, she announces, "This painting is called Larky. Best friends forever."
I wish I could go to Kathy's backpack tour magical world and see the unicorn.
But of course you can. Remember, Raya, the mind is very powerful. So close your eyes, my sweet, and imagine that you are in a magical world together with your friends. And off you go with them into the enchanted forest where the trees can talk, and then up, up, up towards the clear blue sky on a beautiful unicorn. The sky lights up with the word Larky, with an A for Raya. Good night, my baby. I pray that you find your Ikigai soon.